This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Roger Stone, and you're on the Alex Jones Show. If you're enjoying the expansion here at InfoWars, the morning news with David Knight, the expanded war room in the late afternoons, and of course the classic Alex Jones Show, recognize that the real news and the war room are parts of Alex Jones's comprehensive plan to expand InfoWars coverage. And the day will come when we're on the air around the clock. But we don't have any right-wing fat cats writing checks to subsidize the investigative journalism we do here at InfoWars. We have to rely only on listeners and viewers who go to the InfoWars site for the very best products of their genre. And right now, some of these prices just blow me away. My all-time favorite, Brain Force Plus, without which my entire trip to the United Kingdom would not have been possible, at 25% off. And I can also speak very highly of Immune Wall, because I had that flu that was going around. It's tough to kick the itchy eyes, the gruff throat, and so on, the coughing. And it was really Immune Wall that put me over the top and got me back on the road to robust health. So please go to the site now and look at some of these extraordinary discounts. This is a 360 win. You help us with our expansion, and we help you with some of the very best and rigorously tested products in the marketplace. You can go to Walmart, or you can go to CVS, or you can go to Walgreens, and you can find products that say on the bottle that they do the same thing, but they use fillers, they use subgrade ingredients. You'll never find that at InfoWars. So, folks, give us a hand, give yourself a hand, help make America great. Go to the InfoWars store site now, please. So, joining me now is one of my favorite crusading journalists, Jack Posobiec, who I affectionately call Jumping Jack Flash, because he's always ahead of the mainstream media in terms of breaking news in Washington. He's got terrific sources, and he is out there every day on the ramparts, way ahead of CNN and the other fake news sites. So, Jack, tell us what's going on in Washington, and what is the drama surrounding the White House staff shuffle?
Well, Roger, what I'm hearing right now so much is, of course, the departure of Rob Porter and the handling or apparent mishandling of this story that broke in the Daily Mail of his potential, these alleged domestic abuse by his two prior ex-wives. He resigned, and then the White House is seemingly putting out multiple stories regarding the timeline of his resignation and how it was handled by Chief of Staff John Kelly. It now seems to me that the real target of all of this was not Rob Porter, but the target seems to be to hang this as a noose for Chief of Staff Kelly and get him out of there.
Well, my sources tell me that Kelly is telling others that he's toast, so I think he's reading the handwriting on the wall. What's surprising to me is that I know Rob Porter's father, Roger Porter, served in the Bush administration. I have first-hand sources who tell me when he was at Harvard at the Kennedy School that he was roasting Donald Trump. He was belittling him. And, of course, the Porters are Bush Republicans. Makes you wonder what he was doing in the Bush White House to begin with.
Yeah, precisely. This is a guy who was not brought in from greatagain.gov, of course, that database of Trump supporter resumes, which was supposedly lost by Mr. Reince Priebus, the prior chief of staff. This was a guy who was brought in by the establishment.
Well, Reince Priebus gave us Rod Rosenstein. It appears he also gave us Rob Porter. Jack Posobiec will be back in the host chair here at the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned.
Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info war to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Jack Posobiec coming to you live with this fourth hour of the Alex Jones program, taking over for the amazing, the great Roger Stone, who was hosting just prior to me. The breaking, shocking news, the situation that we're dealing with right now, the possible terrorist attack on Donald Trump Jr., his wife, Vanessa Trump, rushed to the hospital, possible exposure by a white powder substance, certainly reminiscent of the anthrax scare of 2001, immediately following the 9/11 attacks. These envelopes were sent to members of Congress, were sent to members of the Senate, were all going around Capitol Hill. There's still a special mail procedure at Capitol Hill to go and investigate envelopes because of that scare from 2001, 17 years ago, almost 17 years ago. She did, apparently, it seems that she opened the envelope, was exposed, was coughing, felt nauseous, called 911, rushed to the hospital. Two other individuals were also reported to have been exposed to this powder. They are also being brought to the hospital because they want to make sure that everything is going to be okay, that everything is certainly going to be okay with her. The police have announced so far that they have determined that the substance was, in their words, an innocuous white substance. They have not come out to officially deny it was, of course, anthrax or that type of powder. But details are still coming in as we go, so we're certainly going to be keeping a very close watch on this situation. However, the one thing I want to explain to folks is that leftists now, to include even some members of the mainstream media or contributors to the mainstream media, are making jokes about this. They're laughing about this. A domestic terrorist attack or possible domestic terrorist attack on the First Family. We have here a Huffington Post writer or former writer for them is now joking that she's being brought to the hospital due to a coke binge. This is something that she just posted, this former writer of Huffington Post on Twitter, immediately after the hospitalization of the president's daughter-in-law. No idea what her what her health state was. No idea what was going on. But their first joke was, what's the over-under? And I'll read this. What's the over-under that it was just her coke dealer dropping off the usual, but she did too much, and this is a cover story. So conspiracy theories. But because you'd have to be on the drugs to be married to Uday, and also they're all lying attention, that word, happy to cause distractions. So Uday, of course, a reference here to the murderous and brutal son of Saddam Hussein, Uday Hussein, a complete sociopath known for committing violent acts, sexual assaults, extreme brutality to his own citizens. And that is what they're comparing Donald Trump Jr., a patriot who has been falsely accused and falsely defamed of being a traitor to his country, to being a traitor to his father for all of these things, for committing the cardinal sin, apparently, of supporting his father for president. This is the left, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we talk a lot about how We say, you know, one thing I read on Twitter sometimes is daily reminder that the left wants you and your family dead. Alex talks about that sort of thing all the time, and he gets attacked. Oh, now she's put up a thing saying, well, I just made a dumb Twitter joke, but you should know that they have a history of coke abuse, and you should just pretend this is not worse than the administration. I mean, she's put up a non-apology here, basically. Deleted the tweet, put up a non-apology, calling it a snowflake dog whistle that is sounded as a distraction. No, Ms. Dublin, the only attention that we're trying to call to is the fact that white powder was sent in an envelope opened by Vanessa Trump, the daughter-in-law of the President of the United States. It was addressed to her husband. It was addressed to her husband, Donald Trump Jr. Right. So she's saying that she's not. And you could look here at the great article on Infowars.com. She says, I'm not a contributor for Huffington Post. But then you can, and she's going back at Paul Joseph Watson. He and I were calling this out. And then you could scroll down and here's her profile page on Huffington Post. Tara Dublin, a freelance writer living in Portland, Oregon. So there it is. Huffington Post has her up as a contributor. Now, she might be lazy and has not contributed anything recently to the Huffington Post, and that's really on her. But the fact remains that she is a contributor to the Huffington Post, still has articles on their website. So because we know that Huffington Post has taken down articles in the past when they didn't like their contributors. David Seaman, of course, who wrote an article about Hillary's health, was a contributor to the Huffington Post. He was that was completely deleted. It was memory hold because they didn't want anyone to be questioning Hillary during the 2016 election. So her contributor posts are still up on Huffington Post. So I really am confused. This is like, if you guys remember not too long ago, just about a week ago, really, when a CNN contributor was making a joke about the train crash, the Republican train crash that was carrying Republicans and their families, their wives, their children, out to a retreat in West Virginia. There was a train crash, and a CNN commentator made some horrific joke about the whole thing, said that he thought it was great, didn't, you know, basically praised it and was mocking it and making jokes. And then CNN came back and said, oh, well, he's not a contributor for us. Yet we went to the CNN website. The CNN vice president even came out and responded to me, said, Jackie, this guy is wrong. This guy isn't a contributor. We went to CNN's website. We went to CNN's website and found that he had posted, and I can't remember the guy's name off the top of my head. I'm sorry, producers. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. He had posted articles, columns on CNN within the past 2 weeks. Within the past 2 weeks, he had articles on CNN's site. Sam Stein was also out there, was putting up stuff. And yet CNN had the audacity to claim that he was not a contributor. Oh, Keith Boykin, that was the guy. Yes, Keith Boykin. He said, is this a metaphor for American politics today, right? Yet CNN said, and we found video of him talking with Anderson Cooper recently, not years ago, recently. Yet CNN told us that he was not a contributor, that he was not a commentator, even though his articles were hosted on their website, and we had video of him with Anderson Cooper. That would be like me saying that I have no connection whatsoever to InfoWars. I certainly do. I'm here as a guest host right now, like doing the fourth hour, right? So, again, this is what CNN does. This is what the left does. They lie. They simply lie. And when one of their own, notice how fast they eat their own, by the way, and how they don't stand up for each other and how they don't defend each other. The minute one of their own screws up, the minute one of their own goes over the line, they immediately throw them to the wolves. They have no backing of them whatsoever. And they even deny the fact that they had a relationship with that person, despite shocking and clear evidence to the contrary, in the form of articles hosted on their websites and in terms of videos. So this shows you who we are dealing with when it comes to the left. Their ability, seemingly endless ability, to lie, to obfuscate, to spread myths, truths, and disinformation, and also to mock, to laugh at a gory, grisly situation. Of course, the first case being a train crash, the second now being a potentially fatal situation, where, again, we do not know the facts at this point. They say it was an innocuous substance. They have not said what the white powder was. They have not officially, and I'm going to check as we go over the break here. I'm going to check to make sure if there are any official statements that have come out yet from from the hospital regarding Vanessa Trump. Here we go, another one saying Donald Trump, it's a pity that Don Trump Jr. didn't open it, right? That Jr. didn't open it. And this envelope, folks, I wanted to remind you, this envelope was addressed to Donald Trump Jr., a father of five, the son of the president of the United States. This is what's going on in the United States. This is what's going on in America. This is what the left has come to in our country, right? They're celebrating about it. Again, we have no information regarding who sent it. We have no information regarding how this came out, what exactly was in the envelope. We pray, of course, we keep Vanessa Trump and her and Don and his entire family, all the kids in our prayers, Secret Service, whether they were involved. It seems likely that they may have also been involved in this. We pray that everyone is okay. That is who we are. Will the left apologize for their statements? And will the left join us in praying for peace and safety? Jack Posobiec, stick right here. We've got a lot more coming up on the fourth hour.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at Fully Cooked Bacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Keep them separated.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Jack Posobiec coming back live here from Washington, D.C., where I sit live in our nation's swampy capital, which, of course, is currently being drained by the drainer-in-chief, President Donald John Trump. I've just received some information, some breaking information in this case. We were covering it the last segment regarding the possible terrorist attack on Donald Trump Jr., his wife, essentially being the one that opened the letter. Now, we were told it was an envelope that contained white powder. The information has now just been released that the white powder envelope addressed to Donald Trump Jr. was postmarked from Boston. So it was postmarked from Boston, and that it included an angry note. So again, for people saying that this may have just been an accident, may have been something else in there, this does appear to be either some sort of threat related to politics or some type of prank in that sense. Hopefully just a prank, but of course the situation is still being discussed. One of my sources, one of my very close sources I've just been in touch with, they seem to indicate, they think that everyone has been stabilized at the hospital right now. I'm in direct contact with a source, but I haven't been able to get the final A-OK from everyone yet, so I want to hold off on that until there is an official statement to let everybody know. It does appear that Donald Trump Jr.'s children, his five children, were not at home at the time, being in the middle of the day, so it seems they may have been at school when this happened. Hopefully, none of them, of course, were involved. This breaking story, a lot of developments going on. Make sure to stay here because we never know. Hopefully the situation doesn't take a turn for the worse. Hopefully you can stay with us and we'll be able to report very, very soon that everything was okay, that it was just a threat. But it's possible, it's also possible that this may have been a test, that this may have been a test run to see what type of response level there would be from the Secret Service. Whether or not an envelope could make it all the way through any layers of security that they have, and it clearly did in this case, to be able to be opened by not Donald Trump Jr., not the president's son, but the president's daughter-in-law, Vanessa Trump. So it seems that whatever security procedures are in place, they have been penetrated. This is a penetration of the security, the Secret Service network, revolving around the Trump family, the first family, and absolutely represents a clear and present danger. Just in terms of the security breach alone, the fact that this is why, for example, if you go see Trump at a rally, if you go see the president at one of his rallies, they will tell you, if you bring something, if you bring a letter, some people bring books, some people bring artwork, and they say, well, I want to give this letter to the president. And they might just be a Trump fan and say, I wrote this great letter. I want to give it to the president. Can I give it to him? You can't give that to them. It is Secret Service protocol to not accept any object, foreign object that is handed to them at a rally that does not go through testing to get to the first family. And certainly in this case, to get to the president. So again, I'm not knocking the Secret Service detail around President Trump, or excuse me, Donald Trump Jr., his family, but it does seem that the security measures do need to be reviewed. They do need to be checked because this was a security penetration. This was what it's called. It's an infiltration of their security. Okay, it's a compromise. This is called compromise. The first family has been compromised. I was covering the story a few weeks ago as well when people were hacking the Twitter accounts of people who followed real Donald Trump on Twitter. They followed the president's Twitter account. Well, there was this group called the Turkish hacker army. And the Turkish cyber army was hacking people who Donald Trump followed. Then they were able to use those hacked accounts. Eric Bolling was one of them, Greta Van Susteren. They were able to use these hacked accounts, Sheriff David Clark, to send messages to the president through direct message, the direct message function on Twitter. Now, if he had clicked on any of the links that they sent or the photos or the videos that they had sent, he then may have downloaded malware from the Turkish cyber army, which potentially has connections to the Turkish government. It seems they're certainly very supportive of Erdogan, the president there. So he then, the president of the United States, think about this, there would have been malware from the Turkish cyber army on the president of the United States' phone or any platform that he was using to access Twitter. Of course, he usually accesses it from his phone. Then that could have been set up as a surveillance function. That could have been set up for access into his text messages, his other direct messages with people who, and more shockingly, they could have taken control of President Trump's Twitter account. If they had taken control of President Trump's Twitter account, imagine, just imagine what they could have tweeted out that would have certainly sent the entire world into a head spin, that would have had massive implications for world security and world stability. So these are the things we are talking about. These are the cases of essentially, and here's the article you guys can go see if you go check out my Medium site, medium.com/Jack Posobiec, where I talked about this. I actually talked to the Turkish cyber hackers because it turns out that they follow, some of the accounts that they hacked were people who followed me. So I sent messages to them and essentially got an interview with a few of them. They gave me their manifesto in Turkish. I had it professionally translated. I broke this story, put the exclusive out there. They are pro-Erdogan. They are against what the United States is doing. They are trying to push back on this, and they were using highly effective cyber techniques to do this. They were able to compromise the security of the United States of America. This is the issue, folks. This is the issue that came up today with this compromise on the president's son. Hopefully, not anything in terms of will come of this hospitalization of Vanessa Trump. We, of course, keep her in our prayers. So a lot of heavy stuff there, folks, a lot of heavy stuff. But I do want to take a very quick second before the segment ends and remind you that we can't do all of this for free. We can't come to you every day and break down these stories and get these exclusives out, these security compromises, these interviews, explaining what's going on, possible anthrax attacks, without your support. We need your support to do it. And that is where the InfoWars Life Store comes in. That is where there's so many specials that are available right now from the InfoWars Store. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, the big, really big, new product is Incurin from InfoWars Life. Now, there's an introductory price on this. It's a 30-day supply that you can get. It's available for just $19.95. Now, this is a detox agent. And you think about it, the toxins, the diseases that find their way into our systems. It's important for us to keep our body's detox system involved, keep it up. My wife, of course, she is pregnant right now. This is a huge issue that we are taking a look at, that we are deeply involved in. And so that is why, if you look with Incurin, you finally got a formula that can support your liver, that can support your kidneys, cleaning your body, removing these dangerous toxins by promoting healthy liver function. That is one of just many great, great products that are coming out now in the InfoWars store. This is a brand new product. The introductory price, 50% off, folks, $19.95, 30-day supply. You can try it, see if you like it. If you don't, send it back. If you do like it, you can sign up for the scheduled purchases. You can sign up for it for a whole year. That's what's available in InfoWars store. So it's a 360 win.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
A lot of stuff going on today, a lot of news coming out here. Washington, D.C., we're talking about the things that are going on in the White House. We're talking about the things that are going on in New York City, this possible terrorist attack against Donald Trump Jr. But there's also news from Europe, and that is something that is being completely overlooked right now in the face of this North Korean charm offensive. Of course, the propaganda being repeated by the New York Times and CNN from Kim Jong-un's sister. They're completely overlooking a lot of, and there's CNN's new logo, sort of a meme that I put up yesterday, just popped it up there. I think this is what we should call CNN's new logo as they push out their propaganda story and their propaganda friends over at North Korea. And I'd like to just take a quick second to remind everybody that who exactly this person is and what exactly it is that she supports. They're saying Kim Jong-un's sister stealing the show at Winter Olympics. They're reporting on her as if she's simply the sister of a duly elected president of a democratic country, or whether she's someone who's a senior advisor to a prime minister. No, she is the sister of a brutal, tyrannical dictator, a communist, totalitarian, genocidal maniac. And why do I say genocidal? Because I've read the stories about the Korean concentration camps that are in North Korea. Harvard University Press put this out, and I read this in a video last night. Harvard University Press put out a book called The Little Black Book of Communism. This came out several years ago, but at that point they had estimated that over 1.5 million prisoners had died in the concentration camps of North Korea, the concentration camps that are run by Kim Yo-jong's family. Holocaust survivors have said that North Korea's prisons are even worse than the circumstances of the Nazi concentration camps like Auschwitz. They're actually saying the human experimentation that goes on in North Korea, the cremation of bodies, the brutal rape and assault of women in these prisons. And by the way, if you become pregnant, if one of these women become pregnant after being raped, they are then executed because it is against the rules to be pregnant in one of the North Korean concentration camps. This is the Holocaust of our day that's going on right now today in North Korea. Prisoners who looked like walking skeletons, logging camps in Siberia, where prisoners are kept under extreme conditions and are forced to work in these logging camps in the bitter cold. I mean, can you imagine what February in North Korea or Siberia is like right now? Unimaginable. And of course, you know that the camps where they're kept, they don't have they don't exactly have central heating or insulation or any of the different ways to keep them warm. Okay, these missile test sites that are very close up to North Korea, that missile test site there, very close to the city of Nanjing and Hamhung. So North Korea, we're talking as well about these concentration camps up there. These are the camps that Kim Yo-jong's family owns, runs, and treats the people there, the political prisoners, many of them, like slaves. If you would defect from North Korea, your entire family will be sent to one of these camps. Your entire family. But the media, Reuters, New York Times, CNN, they called her a prim young woman with a high forehead and hair half swept back with quiet gazes. They described the head held high as she worked in. These are people who run concentration camps. These are slave owners, to put it in another way, in another sense. Anyone who defects, their family is immediately sent to the concentration camp. No question about it. Any female who's in almost 100% of the females in these concentration camps are sexually assaulted or raped. Almost 100%. But of course, when Kim Yo-jong comes down, who is, by the way, one of the heads of the North Korean propaganda department. Okay, this is her job. Her actual job is to spread propaganda for North Korea, for their communist regime across the world. The entire media does it for her. Now, look, folks, we know why they're doing this. We know they're doing this because Kim Yo-jong and the Kim family is against Trump. And so the media thinks, well, if we're against Trump, too, the left side of the media, I should say, the old media. So if we're against Trump, we should then praise the regime of North Korea and praise this representative of it. Now, you look at these cheerleaders in North Korea, the 200 cheerleaders. These are slaves, by the way. I want to make sure everyone is 100% clear when I say this. These are slaves. They are forced in there. They are forced to perform these acts. If they do not perform these acts, horrific abuses will happen to them. We talked about Uday Hussein earlier today. That is what would happen to these cheerleaders. And if any of them so much as was suspected of trying to defect to South Korea, they'd be disappeared within seconds before being brought back, or after being, upon being brought back to to North Korea, which is known as the Hermit regime. You know, a lot of people talk about what's to be done about the North Korean situation, whether we can use diplomacy or we have to use military force. North Korea, of course, has the fourth largest standing army in the world. That's because they put so much of their economy, so much of their country's wealth into maintaining that military because, number one, they have to keep down the people inside and created the world's most horrific totalitarian police state, far harsher, far worse than anything you'd find out of Hollywood in terms of dystopian movies. And number two, because they know that any incursion by North Korea, by the United States, or excuse me, South Korea or the United States would lead to their downfall. So if that regime ever was under the threat or felt that they were under the threat of collapse from either invasion by South Korea, invasion by China, as people have suggested, or a U.S. military action, there is no question that North Korea would launch their full might of their ballistic missiles on all of their enemies, to include everyone in South Korea, to include U.S. bases in Guam and Japan. Again, folks, this regime was threatening to nuke the United States about 6 months ago. It was just over the summer. They were threatening to nuke the United States, but suddenly CNN and New York Times love them. And they want to praise these people who are just threatening to nuke us and wipe our territory of Guam off the face of the map. So, and I would also like to state, though, just in regards to their nuclear arsenal, that which they would certainly use, North Korea also has an extremely active chemical weapons program. Those chemical weapons would almost certainly be used within the first hours, if not minutes, of any conflict between the North and the South militarily, and we're not talking about their ICBMs, their intercontinental ballistic missiles. We're talking about SRBMs, short-range ballistic missiles. Pretty much the entirety of the country of South Korea would be within range of any one of these missiles because, folks, we're not talking about two countries the size of the United States and China here. We're talking about two countries that are about the size of two U.S. states. This would be like the state of Ohio declaring war on the state of Indiana, right? Everything they have is right next to each other. The two capitals of Seoul and Pyongyang are extremely close to each other. So any situation that led to military conflict, we'd have to understand, we would have to accept millions dead on both sides of the border. And if we're trying to peacefully unite the peninsula or peacefully unite it, we need to be very careful about what exactly it is that we're willing to do to get to that situation. And that's why we need to be very careful about using military force. But at the same time, we cannot allow the North Koreans to threaten us with their nuclear arsenal. Jack Posobiec talking about very complex North Korea issues and the media's complete capitulation to communist propaganda. The Walter Duranty Award is certainly up for grabs, and I think CNN is going to get it. Come back. We've got one more segment left here on the big fourth hour of InfoWars.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind.
Jack Posobiec here, live, breaking down the final segment of the fourth hour here, Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. Real quick, before I break down this segment, I wanted to remind you guys about the huge specials that are available for sale right now at Infowars Store, Infowarsstore.com. We're running out of time to keep giving you these incredible specials. The combo packs, they're not going to last long. New products are quickly running out of stock. So make sure to pick some of it up. These great sales today before it's too late. Now we've got the iCurin, an introductory sale of 50% off, followed by, of course, CellForce. We know about CellForce. It's now 53% off. Now there's also the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack. That's the carnivore and floral life. It's 50% off. Just in time for Valentine's Day, of course, there's the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack of Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, just in time for Valentine's Day, 40% off. What a great gift for you and your significant other, whether that be your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, etc. Then there's the InfoWars Life Mind and Body. So that's the Brain Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Again, folks, 40% off if you go right now to the InfoWars store to purchase this package. And then finally, Pollen Block. Pollen Block is available for an additional 50% off. So these are the huge sales, the combo packs, the iCurin, the CellForce, the Pollen Block. Folks, Valentine's Day is coming up. And honestly, what better gift could you give than the gift of telling your significant other that you love them and you want them to be healthy. And so I would urge you to check out the store, see if there's any of these specials that are right for you. And who knows? everybody would love a Valentine's Day gift from the InfoWars store. Isn't that right? So I wanted to break down an issue out of Europe right now that's going on that's not getting a lot of press. However, it has to do with Russia. And that's kind of what struck me as so surprising, because Russia has led the headlines for any other story that's going on right now. Did you know that Russia is building another pipeline to Germany, another pipeline directly to Europe? Now, you'd think, wait a minute, I keep hearing about Russia all day long from these Democrats in the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House. Why aren't they saying anything? Why aren't they saying a word about this pipeline? Jack, are you fake news? No, right here. Germany has just granted the pipeline permits. Okay, so they need to get permits to build this thing out. It's a connection between Moscow and Brussels, essentially, with the European Union, really Moscow and Berlin, with Merkel's government. Putin is getting his way with this pipeline. This is completely set. It's called the Nord Stream 2 is built through the Baltic Sea, and it's going to be a Gazprom-run line connecting a natural gas transfer from Russia into Germany. So I want to remind folks that just because Merkel is out there all day long talking about Russia, saying that, and we've got the map of it here for you all to see, it goes right through the Baltic there, bypassing Estonia, Lithuania, Latvia, Poland, and then back into directly into Germany. Even though Merkel and these Democrat leftists say they're so anti-Putin, she still is stuck on natural gas. And still, the political ramifications of her not supporting this huge pipeline deal with Russia, I don't think would be enough for her party or her newly formed coalition to be able to go through it with anything. They would absolutely be run out of town, because if people don't understand this, that the price of gas, the price of just going to fill up your car in Europe is so much. So that's why they're even willing to turn over to the Russians, turn over to Putin to get this out, regardless of knowing that any chance Putin wants, he can simply turn off that switch and he can simply cut it off. So imagine the leverage now that Russia is going to have over Putin. And there's a lot of people saying that is Russian gas good for America? Well, one thing that I would point out is that America, in many ways, is becoming energy independent and actually a net exporter of energy under the Trump administration. So many American states now, to include Pennsylvania, my home state, are actually exporting energy from natural gas, from fracking that's going out across the world. But these are the same Democrat senators that are usually saying we need to stand up to Russia, we need to stand up to Putin. But when it comes to an actual situation where Russia is cutting into a potential exporter for our energy, right? So we're going to become net energy exporter by 2022, which will be hopefully during Trump's second term. We're on that pace. So why are the Democrat senators who are normally so up in arms about Russia not saying a single word about Russia building this pipeline, which could go to a potential customer, a potential market for American energy? Folks, this is the type of situation that President Trump has been talking about for 30 years, saying that other countries are laughing at us, the way we get treated, the way we get screwed out of deals, the way we don't understand what's really going on in the world. We pay attention to these phony Russia collusion allegations, et cetera, et cetera. Meanwhile, Russia is building a pipeline to Germany, and our companies, our states that are trying to get their newfound natural gas out of the country, that are trying to find more export markets for it, are being shut down because Russia is beating us. Now, of course, Russia is a lot closer, but you'd think that there would be some pressure from the U.S., at least diplomatically, to say, hey, wait a second, think of the security implications, the national security, international security implications of signing such a crucial natural resource agreement with the Kremlin. But it's not to be found. So Rex Tillerson, the U.S. Secretary of State, said something about it. He gave a speech recently. The government of Poland gave a huge speech urging Germany not to do this. But where's the U.S. ambassador to Germany on all of this? Has anyone heard about the U.S. ambassador to Germany on all this? Oh, wait, that's right. We don't have a U.S. ambassador to Germany. And why is that? Well, because Richard Grenell, who was approved to be nominated by the House, by the Senate, it's been refused to come up for a confirmation vote by Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell. So we've got Richard Grenold, who is an extreme patriot, a huge Trump supporter. He happens to be a gay Republican, so this would be Trump's first gay ambassador and possibly our first openly gay ambassador. I have to look that one up. So why are they holding him up? Why is Chuck Schumer holding him up? Why won't he allow this to happen? We just heard about Berlin's CIA as well, this massive corrupt spying scheme that had gone on, where essentially CIA agents were paying Russians, saying that they were going to get these naked pictures of Trump, naked video of Trump, and a bunch of NSA tools. And the guy handed over and said he didn't actually have any of that. This Russian agent completely trolled them. He trolled them, folks. He allowed them to be able to give them $100,000 and said, and they were working on their way towards $1 million. In terms of our CIA giving this guy money, he didn't actually have any of these secrets. He didn't have any pictures of Trump, any video of Trump. He didn't have anything other than publicly available documents. So the CIA paid this guy $100,000 and he handed them a copy of the Trump dossier and said, see, look what I've got. Now, if you guys just give me $100,000 more, I'll give you better information. You just keep paying me. And the more you pay me, I'll get more money. Folks, I think anybody can realize what's going on there. This is a guy who was trying to make a buck and realized that he could dupe our intelligence agencies because of the fact he was Russian and because of all the Russia hysteria out there, and he got $100,000 for it. Now, that operation went down in Germany. Had it been done in Germany, that means that the U.S. ambassador would have had oversight of it. But we don't have a U.S. ambassador. We don't have Richard Grenell there supporting our U.S. policies, supporting U.S. diplomacy, whether it's helping our states find an export market for our natural resources that we want to sell, this energy that we want to sell to actually bring money back into our country after we've used the energy, of course, for ourselves, our own resources. This is what we're talking about, unleashing the American economy, unleashing the untapped potential of America. But again, because of politics, because of Chuck Schumer and to an extent Mitch McConnell for not getting Richard Grenell, where, and again, he's ready to go. He's ready to be in there. He's ready to serve day one. He will get on a plane and fly to Berlin the moment you tell him. Pass that today. Get him over there. Have him sort out the situation with our state, with our mission to Berlin, our diplomatic mission to Berlin, whether it's this pipeline diplomacy, these pipeline Putin pipeline politics, or the CIA operation selling these fake, buying these fake secrets from Russia. Jack Posobiec, I'm throwing my hands at the whole thing. I'm throwing my hands up in the air because I'm throwing my hands up about the whole thing. Get Richard Grenell in there. Follow me on Twitter, Jack Posobiec, twitter.com/POS.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
I want to play.